Welcome to Network Associates Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Herbert Perry. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chris Singleton. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mike Soroka. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Terrence Long. Batting second. The second baseman, Randy Velarde. Batting third. The DH, Jason Giambi. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Stanley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Grieve. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Adam Piot. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Miguel Tejada. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ramon Hernandez. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Kevin Appier. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grieve. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Terrence Long batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Randy Velarde is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Velarde hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Giambi strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baines hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Velarde settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos Lee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lee hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Long. Lee reaches second base with a double. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Perry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee moves to third. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Long settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lee tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Perry moves to second. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Velarde reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Grieve hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adam Piatt is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Piatt strikes out. 1 out. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Tejada strikes out. 2 outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Chavez hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Grieve moves to third. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Grieve scores. Chavez moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Long is 0-1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Durham is 0-1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Velarde scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Valentin is 0-1 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Long settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Thomas is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Randy Velarde is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Velarde is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Velarde hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Giambi is 0-1 in the game. Giambi strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Stanley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Stanley is 0-1 in the game. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Grieve is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Grieve hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grieve for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ordonez is 0-1 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Baines is 0-1 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lee is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Lee hits a fly ball into right field. Piatt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Perry is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Perry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Adam Piatt is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Piatt is 0-1 in the game. Piatt hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tejada is 0 for 1 in the game. Tejada hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Chavez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chavez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Ramon Hernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Singleton is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Singleton strikes out. 1 out. Mark Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field. Greve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Randy Velarde is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Velarde is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Velarde hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Giambi is 0 for 2 in the game. Giambi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Sirotka covering, for the out. 2 outs. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Piot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ordonez hits a pop-up towards first. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lee is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ben Greve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greve is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Greve hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Adam Piatt batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Piatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Piatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tejada is 0 for 2 in the game. Tejada hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Velarde scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Singleton moves to third. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Jim Messer now pitching. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Singleton scores. Johnson scores. Durham moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Durham. The throw from Hernandez and he is safe. Durham steals third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Durham scores. Valentin moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 3 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Thomas moves to second. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baines hits a pop-up towards short. Tejada settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Chavez takes first base on ball 4. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Long is 0 for 3 in the game. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Perry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Singleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Singleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Kelly Wunsch now pitching. Randy Velarde batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Velarde is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Velarde hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Giambi is 0 for 3 in the game. Giambi hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Giambi reaches second base with a double. Velarde goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3 White Sox. Frank Menichino pinch runs for Jason Giambi. Bob Horry now pitching. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stanley strikes out. One out. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grieve is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grieve hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Perry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adam Piatt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Piatt is 0 for 3 in the game. Piatt hits a line drive into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jason Isringhausen now pitching. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Johnson. The throw from Hernandez and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Valentin bunts towards the mound. Isringhausen fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Durham moves to second. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas is walked intentionally. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 4 in the game. Ordonez is hit by the pitch. Johnson scores. Durham moves to third. Thomas moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Durham scores. Thomas moves to third. Ordonez moves to second. It's 6-3, White Sox. Jeff Tam now pitching. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Lee is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada throws to second for 1, and Velarde throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Thomas scores. Ordonez scores. Lee moves to second. 2 outs. It's 8-3, White Sox. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perry is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Perry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Miguel Tejada batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tejada is 0 for 3 in the game. Tejada hits a line drive into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Chavez hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Singleton. Chavez reaches second base with a double. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Chavez moves to third. 2 outs. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Long is 0 for 4 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Network Associates Coliseum in Oakland.